This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. Missouri residents are sure to stay warm during the upcoming winter months. That's because the cold weather rule went into effect November 1st and will run through March 31st. This rule prevents utility companies from shutting off customers' heat when the temperature is predicted to be below 32 degrees within 24 hours, even if they haven't paid their bill. The Missouri Public Service's Kevin Gunn wants to make sure people know their options.
If people are worried about paying their bill, the best thing for them to do is contact their utility company. Under the rule, they're required to work with you in order to figure it out. It's much better not to have to worry about this on a day-to-day basis.
Gunn says the rule is all about safety. He says he doesn't want anyone forced to make a life-threatening decision because of their bills. Senior citizens and people with disabilities can register with the utility company to ensure their heat stays on as long as they make a minimum payment on the bill. Many Missouri state workers will be allowed to stay home the day after Thanksgiving and maybe get some Christmas shopping in for the first time in 2 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
The state's latest general revenue report shows that Missouri collected 7.5% more money last month than it did in October of last year. And State Budget Director Linda Lubring says that's part of the reason why state workers will get to stay home on November 23rd.
It does cost us a little bit to provide those holidays to state employees, and that's why he didn't authorize that in 10 and 11 because of that cost to the budget.
Meanwhile, an economics professor at the University of Missouri Columbia says the increase in revenue collections may be good, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the state's economy is back on track. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
More than 20 Missouri churches have joined a national movement to close the political divide this election day. Columbia Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba spoke to one of the pastors involved in the movement, known as Election Day Communion.
During the day on Tuesday, Memorial Baptist Church in Columbia will function as a polling place. But after the polls close, Pastor Kevin Glenn hopes to bring voters from all different perspectives together.
People of faith have become known more for their political affiliation than for their proclamation of the way of Jesus and his ethic of unconditional love.
This church is one of 24 in Missouri and several hundred nationwide participating in Election Day Communion.
The invitation to put aside everything that would divide us and focus on what unites us as people of faith.
Participating churches will hold services focused on unity. Each service will include the Christian tradition of taking communion together. Beliefs about communion vary from church to church, but Glenn sees a strong element of hospitality and community.
Even when Jesus set up his table for the Last Supper, you know, he invited a zealot, a tax collector, someone who would deny him, someone who would doubt him, even someone who would betray him. And all of those people came together.
People of all faiths are welcome to attend Election Day Communion services. Other participating churches in Missouri include Rockbridge Christian Church in Columbia, Court Street United Methodist Church in Fulton, and Community Christian Church in Jefferson City, along with several others throughout the state. Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.